It's 2 o'clock and it's time for the news. Good afternoon, this is John Baker with your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. The police are raising awareness of the fact that with the opening of the Christmas market, the number of pickpockets in the city has risen sharply, on the streets and also on public transport, especially the trams. As a result, patrols have been stepped up considerably, especially during peak hours, and the police are using flyers to draw people's attention to the issue. They encourage the public to approach them directly with any concerns. 2 years on from a change in the law to allow adults in Luxembourg to grow up to 4 cannabis plants in their own home, the police and justice departments have looked into how the change is going. It seems that the law remains unclear to some still, as the owners must be the sole consumer and consumption is limited to the plants that they have grown themselves. It is not permitted for visitors to a home to consume the cannabis grown there. Police are appealing for witnesses after a motorist failed to stop having struck a pedestrian at 7:45 this morning in Vincronge. The accident, which took place on the main road, left the man severely injured, with passers-by taking care of him until the authorities came, and according to the police, the motorist involved was nowhere to be found once they arrived. In international news, latest weather forecasts have raised fears of more damage in flood-hit Indonesia and Sri Lanka after earlier deluges killed more than 1,500 people in 4 countries. In Indonesia, the weather agency warned the 3 hard-hit provinces on the island of Sumatra would see moderate to heavy rain between Thursday and Friday. French President Emmanuel Macron, making his 4th visit to China while in office, has appealed to Xi Jinping to help end the war in Ukraine and to tackle trade deficits as the 2 leaders met in Beijing today. The 3-day trip is an opportunity to shore up support for a ceasefire in Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II, as well as to attract more Chinese investment in France. Sports now, and Joe Root's century in Brisbane on the first day of the second Ashes test, the first of his prolific career in Australia, ends any lingering debate over his status as a giant in the sport. Only Sachin Tendulkar is above Root in the all-time test running scoring charts, and the retired Indian's tally of 15,921 runs appears within reach of the 34-year-old Englishman. And finally, the flame for the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Olympics was handed to the host city organisers on Thursday in an Athens ceremony for a 2-month torch relay in Italy before the Games open on February the 6th. Following a 9-day torch relay around Greece, the flame was housed at the Acropolis in Athens for its latest night. For more on these stories and for all the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's currently fairly overcast and grey with occasional drizzle. Any sunny spells will be brief, I'm afraid, as light rain is moving in from the southwest this afternoon. Temperature is currently around 5 degrees now and only will go up to about 6 degrees later in the afternoon.